Lubomirski Family Palace and Park, now Przeworsk Museum and Palace and Park Complex. The entrance leading to Lubomirski Landscape Park and residence was located by the old Hungarian route, now European route E40. The gate consisted of four pillars, with stone vases on the tops of them. The front of the pillars was decorated with the owner's emblems, which were destroyed by the Red Army soldiers in July 1944. There was a guardhouse behind the gate, built about 1923 in style similar to the palace architecture. A wooden building was located there before the First World War, but it was destroyed during the war. Lubomirski Palace, surrounded by a vast park and located by the western end of the town, was incorporated into Przeworsk with Budy Przeworskie district in 1922. The palace was built by the owner of Łańcut, Duchess Izabela Lubomirska, for her stepson Henryk Lubomirski. There is a romantic legend connected with Prince Lubomirski. In the nearby palace in Łańcut lived Duchess Izabela Lubomirska, the wealthiest woman of her times. Surrounded by splendor and riches, she spent her time traveling. Despite living a very interesting life, she had an unfulfilled dream. Having given birth to four girls, she wanted to have a son. One winter, she went to a ball to Równe in Wołyń region to Józef Lubomirski, a distant relative of her husband. There she saw a boy, Henryczek, the son of Ludwika and Józef Lubomirski, and completely fell in love with him. With boy's parents, unaware, she hid him inside her muff and left the place hastily. On her way home, she sent the parents a message about the boy. Duchess Izabela and the rest of the Łańcut Palace occupants went crazy about the child. Henryczek, an angel face, dark-eyed boy with golden lock, became a model for the most eminent artists of those times, who enthusiastically painted and sculpted him. His stepmother spared no expense over hiring people who taught him dancing, singing, fencing, horse riding, playing the harp and clavichord. She gave him a palace in Vienna and bought for him, from her daughters, Przeworsk, where she built him a palace. That is the legend. In reality, construction of the palace stopped after only a part of Modus. Renaissance manor house had been erected at the turn of the 18th and 19th centuries. English classicism style palace was designed by two outstanding architects of those times, John Grassmyer and Christian Peter Eigner. In 1850s, the palace was rebuilt by Felix Księżarski. On the second floor, there was a drawing room in the form of veranda made of wood and glass, pulled down about 1918. From the eastern side, the seat of Lubomirski family had a row of decorative roofs, wooden balconies with cast iron brackets and balustrades. The interior decor was designed by Eigner and his two partners, Fryderyk Baumann and Antoni Baumann, son of Fryderyk, who decorated the drawing rooms on the second floor with molding. Living quarters with more modest decorations were located on the first floor of the palace, while drawing rooms and executive suites were located on the second floor. Drawing rooms were equipped with stoves and marble fireplaces. The exception was the library, situated on the first floor, with an impressive book collection, archival documents and national mementos. In 1944, it had 2,400 volumes, some of them dating back to the 16th and 17th centuries. The palace had Meissner heating system, designed about 1827 by Josef Bem. Some of the air shafts have survived in the palace's walls until today. This beautiful palace, with its precious book collection and the garden after the English fashion, where they have a plantation of mulberry trees to keep recently imported silkworms, was an outstanding landmark of the town on the River Mleczka. The palace in Przeworsk began to be famous in Henryk Lubomirski's time, who was the curator of National Ossolinski Institute in Lviv, the founder of Lubomirski Museum in Lviv, a collector and a connoisseur of art. The next owners of the palace were Jerzy Henryk Lubomirski, son of Henryk, the first entailer of Przeworsk, the curator of Ossolineum and co-originator of Polish Academy of Arts and Sciences, a great friend of Zygmunt Krasiński, an outstanding poet of Romanticism. And Andrzej Lubomirski, son of Jerzy, the second entailer of Przeworsk, the curator of Ossolineum, a business person and a member of parliament. When the Second World War broke out, the palace was not only famous for its beauty, but also it became the center of cultural and social life of local gentry. The palace was located in a vast garden with an ancient forest with plane trees, tulip trees, oaks, limes, and ash trees, white pines, elms, and a pavilion where rare exotic birds were kept. In Lubomirski property inventory from 1798, it was described as Italian garden. The part of the garden called Lower Park had the characteristics of French park, with the unique hornbeam alley in the upper park. The limb alley has survived. In the last owner Andrzej Lubomirski's time, at the turn of 19th and 20th centuries, some minor modifications took place. A part of the park was surrounded with a high wall made of red brick. There are buildings in the park which belong to the palace complex: a kitchen outhouse and a guest outhouse, stables with a coach house, a head groom house, a gardener house, and an orangery. The orangery, it's being renovated at the moment, was built at the beginning of the 19th century and rebuilt and decorated with neo-Renaissance molding in 1870-1827 by Antoni Bauman. Now Przeworsk Park takes up 12 hectares. There is a over 300 years old limb in the neighborhood of the park, apparently planted by King Jan Sobieski III himself. Nowadays, the palace is the seat of Przeworsk Museum and Palace and Park Complex. The museum has existed since 1958. It was established on the initiative of the Friends of Przeworsk Society. The first custodian was Józef Benbenek. The collection was at first kept in the town hall. The museum was moved to the palace in 1974. On the first floor of the museum, there are mementos presenting rich, centuries-old history and material and spiritual culture of Przeworsk and its surroundings. One of the most interesting exhibits are the documents issued for Przeworsk by Polish kings and the owners of the town, the Ostrogscy and the Lubomirscy. There are also examples of everyday articles that belonged to the people who lived in the town and its surroundings in the collection. We have the townsmen families' mementos, Jewish mementos, guilds' mementos, and the collection of traditional townspeople and folk clothes from the 18th to 20th centuries. The townsmen room with 19th century equipment, the rural chamber, and everyday utensils are particularly worth seeing. On the second floor of the palace, there are several fine rooms. The staircase, the ballroom, the dining room, the pink drawing room, and private rooms. The Duchess' boudoir, the Prince's study, the bedroom, the dressing room, and the pantry, a kitchen and kitchen stairs for servants. The interior design dates back to the first half of the 19th century. The furniture and utensils are mainly in classical and Empire Bedermeier style and partly comes from the old equipment of the palace. One of the most precious exhibits is a Bechstein concert piano from 1865. In the old stables, the history from the second half of the 19th century until nowadays of Przeworsk and nearby fire departments is presented. The fire department collection is diverse and consists of horse-drawn fire horses, parade and field helmets, field equipment, signalizing devices, uniforms, and fire department distinctions. Some are also some photographs included in the collection. We have here firefighters from Przeworsk and its surroundings, fire stations, firefighter orchestras, and firefighter competitions. What is more, in wooden coach house, there is an exhibition of carriages from the end of 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. The collection is borrowed from the palace in Łańcut and consists of a carriage with the Lubomirski's emblem, a landau, a Mylord type carriage, town carriage and Rzeszów backboard. Leaving the palace of the Lubomirscy and the park, we head toward the Minor Basilica of Holy Spirit, the former Order of the Holy Sepulchre Church and Monastery. The road goes along mentioned Hungarian route from the west to east. We pass 17th century inn, the property of the Lubomirscy, where Stefan Czarniecki, an outstanding strategist and a military leader from the time of Polish-Swedish wars, and Balzac, a 19th century French writer, who was on his way to Berdychowo, Ukraine, to his fiancée Evelina Hańska, stayed overnight. Wandering along the town's main street, we turn into Szkolna Street and pass the Old Boys' School, opened in 1904. During the First World War, the school was turned into barracks and a field hospital for soldiers.